trying to start with the Affordable Care Act, and the website where people are supposed to be signing up is still obviously not working. And there are reports of people losing plans that had them. And now folks are going to be faced with this penalty if they don't sign up by March. Given that there's been less time due to these technical malfunctions, do you think that there should be an extension on that deadline?
First of all, clearly this was a terrible mistake. The White House was not prepared. Secretary of Health and Human Services has acknowledged that and taken the blame. That's still, they've got to do better and fix this. I think the decision on how much time people need to sign up will be made soon. I think that they need a little more time. I wouldn't change the law or set a different statutory deadline, but I would make sure people have enough time to sign up. So I think the White House needs to fix this first of all, and then make that decision on how much time people are going to need to sign up.
How do you assess the role of Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius in all this?
Well, I think she was really good from all the accounts that I saw and read. When she went in front of the last couple of days, when she's gone in front of the committees, and she's taken the blame for it. She's a very good public official. I've known she's an Ohioan, as I think most listeners know, or grew up in Ohio, and I like her. I respect her. She needed to do better on this. I think she will spend all of her waking hours making this work now, and she should.
Let's talk about the next budget negotiations. Republican Senator Rob Portman told reporters he believes Republicans have more to bargain with this time around because he knows Democrats want to end sequestration. So he says perhaps Democrats will be willing to exchange that for cuts in mandatory programs like health care spending and Social Security. Do you see room for agreement there?
I don't understand why so many Republicans think the answer to fixing sequestration is to cut Medicare and Social Security. I hear that over and over. It wasn't seniors in this country that brought this economy down in 2008, 2009, and 2010. And I think that, you know, where we need to get revenue, we need to begin to close these tax loopholes. Oil companies, if a company shuts down in Springfield or Dayton and moves to Wuhan or Xi'an, China, they get tax breaks for doing that. And we're going to have to think about higher taxes for wealthy people. Instead, the Republicans are going in this negotiation saying cut Medicare and Social Security. That's how you're going to do this. And politically, it sounds good to say go after entitlements. But when they say we're going after entitlements, they're cutting Social Security and Medicare.
But in the spirit of what Portman is calling a grand bargain, do you think there would be any room for you to negotiate on entitlements?
Well, I'm always willing to negotiate, but I wish they would. It's always this in the spirit of bipartisanship, but their offers are always start with cutting Social Security and Medicare. More than half of Ohio seniors depend on more than half of their income depend on Social Security. And the Republicans have to put the issue of taxes on the table, closing tax loopholes, increasing taxes for the wealthy. Rather than do that, they say in the great spirit of the grand bargain, they would like us to cut Social Security and Medicare. And I'm open to a lot of things, but if they're not even willing to close these tax loopholes, how do we ever get to where we need to go as a country by taking it from Social Security and Medicare? And I just don't think that's the spirit of, it might be a political grand bargain for some Washington insiders, but it's not what this country wants or should have.
I want to shift gears for a moment to something that is a big concern here locally, and that is the mayoral race in Dayton. Last week, you endorsed Nan Whaley for Dayton mayor. What issues are facing Dayton right now that you think the mayor's role has an impact in what you're doing in Washington?
There's no community I've worked more closely with than the community organization, really, than the Dayton Development Coalition, and I see the difference they make in the Miami Valley. And I know from working with Nan Whaley for a number of years as a city commissioner and just kind of watching her and knowing her, that she has both a feel for neighborhoods and an understanding of people's lives, because she spends a lot of time, you know, on the street talking to people, and an understanding of sort of big picture Columbus, Washington, development issues, cooperation with both parties and with all levels of government. And that means, you know, working with WritePad. It means working with Sinclair Community College. It means working in the whole community and helping to create jobs. And I think she understands that really well.
U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown, thanks for joining me today.
Glad to be with you. Thanks, Emily.